Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Hey, chickens. Still reading Kim's email about the giggle. And Kim has pointed out that, you know, the last Doctor, played by Jodie Whittaker, had started having a fam. So the progression of the 14th Doctor to sitting under a tree having, you know, arguments about which is the vegan dish, feels very much, you know, like a nice continuation of that character. Kim says, it's also been great to see what Doctor Who can look like with a decent budget. I'm sure there'll be some corners of fandom that will be whining about, was better when the aliens were all people in suits. None of this CG rubbish for me, but it's nice to see the visuals catch up with the inventive storytelling. As a fan of comics, I know there is only so much you can do with dialogue and reactions. Sometimes you gotta see it. So I very much enjoyed them. I think Shooty will be fabulous. Bring on the Christmas special. I still haven't seen it. This is weird. Like, I feel strange that we're well into 2024 now and I am still in 2023 in my time, Eddie. Like, I don't know why it feels strange. It's probably fine for you. Like, you're probably just binging all of these, at the end of January sometime, because you've all been off doing whatever it is that you do at this time of the year. I'm glad we all got through the dreary perineum. That's what I call that weird week between Christmas and New Year's, where, like, nothing happens and there's nothing to do because nothing's open. I mean, things are open, but it all kind of feels a bit meh. By the way, Sydney is a nightmare of a town for New Year's. Like, New Year's Eve, amazing. Like, it is, like, the biggest night of the year. Everything is just over the top. There are explosions everywhere. Like, the fireworks are as spectacular as you've heard. Like, it is breathtaking to behold and experience. But the next day, and for the next 3 days, forget it. Nothing. Everyone is hungover. Everyone is incapable of speech or conducting themselves in a manner in which things would get done. It is a very, like, it's, you know, some places like Christmas is their big thing, or Easter is their big thing, or like some horse race is their big thing. Sydney, it's New Year's, and the whole city just kind of grinds to a halt at about 12:45. No, it goes on all night. It is quite something. Anyway, we are talking about the giggle, not New Year's, because it was weeks ago. How long ago was it? I don't know. What day is today? I can't tell you because I'm deep in my theory verse time Eddie bubble, not having seen the Church on Ruby Road. I can hear you all going, come on, you've got to watch it, Adam. I did. I watched it on the day and I put out my bonus episode. And there will be more when we talk about it after we get through the giggle. Speaking of the giggle, Kendall says, deep breath. Okay, some musings and mutterings. Firstly, I've enjoyed these three episodes, these specials immensely. What a wild and fun ride with a beautiful mix of old and new. I have to admit that the actual games in the giggle were a little meh. I agree. I wanted more games. And it was hard to see how many of the awful things that the Toymaker did could be considered play. As always, Dolls and Puppets are terrifying and Stooky Bill and Fam were no exception. I wanted more of the games, and maybe that's something we can do. We will, when the animated version of the Toymaker episode comes out, the animation is disquieting, frankly. I don't know if you've seen any of it. Like, I don't know whether I'm up for it. But it's all kind of 3D animation and lots of weird kind of like cameras swinging around in weird ways that they could do in real life. Which is, you know, sometimes I think with animation and CGI, I'm like, just because you can do something, should you? Is it like, think about actual filmmaking. Like, if someone could do that with a camera, what would it tell you as a viewer? Would it just tell you that they have a camera that can go in a circle around someone's head? I know we have cameras that can do that now, but it's still disquieting. Anyway, I'm still looking forward to it because I'll get to watch the Toymaker. Kim says, why on earth do unit soldiers continue firing after it's clear they do no good? Kate should have learned by now. Did they really think that if they just kept firing, the bullets would eventually stop turning into flowers? No, but you know people with guns, once they press the button, they love keeping on pressing it. The puppet show with the Toymaker talking about Amy, Clara and Bill was amazing. If only there'd been more time for Donna and 14 to unpack that. Well, that's all right then. Yay for Mel. Kendall says, lovely to see her and hilarious to hear the name Sabalom Glitz again. Anyone else remember his old pal Dibber? I remember Dibber. I had a thing for Dibber. I think I mentioned that when we watched The Mysterious Planet. I thought he was hot. I love Wilf so much and I couldn't fathom that he would do something as gross as shooting moles. I felt like that was a weird choice. Thank goodness for those force fields. Well, he's a very old man. He's 93. And, you know, people get upset about moles in their gardens. It's like Peter the Possum Man. I don't know what he does up there in the roof. This is a Victorian thing, I think, only. But there's, like, this is when I used to work in radio. There used to be these ads for this guy called Peter the Possum Man. And it was like a whole song. It was like, Peter the Possum Man. Anyway, he would come and get the possums out of your roof. And it wasn't entirely clear whether it was a humane way of doing it. But the possums would be gone. Apparently, it's expensive to get possums out of your roof. Like, my house in Melbourne, like, I'm in like a group chat with all the other people who live down there. And there's been some talk of possums getting in the roof and how expensive it is to get them out. Anyway, this has been possum chat. Kendall also says, by generation, can 14 regenerate again? 15 appeared to be saying that he benefited from the self-care and rehab that 14 was about to do, and he bi-generated from 14. So can 14 still regenerate into someone else entirely in the future? Is regeneration sickness confusion just not a thing anymore? So I had a theory about that, Kendall, and that was that it was like an old pair of shoes. The doctor's already regenerated into this body once before, and so it was kind of like I know how this one works. I'm kind of okay. And I'm guessing the same thing, because it's a bi-generation, not a regeneration, that kind of the shooty doctor is fine because of everything that's going to happen in the future. Like, when the actual regeneration happens, when the 14th doctor gets to the end of their life, they'll just be sort of like, that energy will travel back in time to the bi-generation moment, and then Shitty will be fine. Like, there won't need to be that whole big wrenching moment that normally comes with regenerating. And maybe because this is also something to do, like it's, you know, like in therapy, once you get through something, you're kind of fine with that from there on in. Like I was talking a few episodes ago about, you know, I used to be a nightmare when I saw tinsel because I would start thinking, oh my God, like not consciously thinking, there'd just be like this subconscious feeling of like, why do I hate this time? Like, why am I angry? Why am I furious? And it's because, oh, Christmas reminded me that my mum had died. And it was a long time and a lot of therapy to get to the point where it's like, oh no, I can just enjoy Christmas for Christmas now. And also have grief about my mum dying. I mean, it was over 25 years ago. I was 25 when it happened. So yeah, I feel like maybe that's the kind of place where the regeneration is normally like a really wrenching, horrible experience. But because of what the Jodie Whittaker doctor went through, from finding out about the timeless child, finding out about the Ruth doctor and the other doctors that preceded, you know, what she knew as the previous 12 lives that she'd had. Like, by having experienced that and knowing about that, maybe the bigeneration is a result of that. It's like, it's like a kind of cosmic version of going through that therapy, of getting to the other side of it and going, oh, you know what? I have had all these really traumatic regenerations because they'd been triggered by my awful adoptive mother killing me several times as in an experiment. And now she's caught up with Tectaeon again in the other universe. The flux has happened, which has been traumatic, but has gotten to the other side of that experience. That maybe that's why the clothes regenerated, because it's like, oh, regeneration is not something that happens to me anymore. It's something that I'm in control of. And the bigeneration is equally that kind of moment of, I am now on top of things and I am better for it. And that's what, so it's not as confusing and discombobulating. Anyway, it's theory. It's a therapy theory of regeneration. Oh, this has been a wild episode. All right, more from Kendall and more of your thoughts on the giggle next.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.